4824, The Uncommercial Traveller and Reprinted Pieces by Charles Dickens. Read by Robert Gladwell. It was as a journalist that Dickens first made his name, and these writings could be used for an autobiography. In Dulborough Town, he describes the city of Rochester as he knew it as a child. And in City of London Churches, his first love affair. Some of the pieces serve to fill out the background to the novels. The Little Wooden Midshipman of Dombey and Son in Wapping Workhouse, and Mr. Creakle's establishment in Our School.
This book, first published in 1860, is out of copyright.
The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded, without fee, by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England.
No unauthorized broadcasting, public performance, or copying is permitted. It is read by Robert Gladwell. There are 7 stories. The Uncommercial Traveller by Charles Dickens. 1. His general line of business. Allow me to introduce myself. First, negatively. No landlord is my friend and brother. No chambermaid loves me. No waiter worships me. No boots admires and envies me. No round of beef or tongue or ham is expressly cooked for me. No pigeon pie is especially made for me. No hotel advertisement is personally addressed to me. No hotel room tapestried with greatcoats and railway wrappers is set apart for me. No house of public entertainment in the United Kingdom greatly...